Blog Talk Radio.
The Initiative Radio Network proudly presents the Aunt Kinnear Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony.
You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that. You can deal with this, or you can deal with that.
I know that you didn't came out here with all these beautiful clothes on just to sit and look at me. You know, my father was a preacher himself. When I was born, I used to sit up, when I got old enough, pardon me, I used to sit on the speaker stand with him. And everybody would try to hurry to get me on the speaker stand. And those days, much different from these days. My father was poor and he never could buy me a good suit of clothes. And that I would sit up there, I was about 2 or 3 years old, with a little dress on. That's right. They put us on little dresses. The boys is really going some now. I'm certainly happy to see all of you smiling faces here today. This is a really beautiful city. If you was here where I am, you would agree with me. Well, I'm not going to take that preacher's text that I told you about. But I'm going to have something similar, but I'm not going to have all of his works on book stand. See, he had a quart of whiskey up there, had a quart of bowl lying between the Bible and the quart of whiskey. And he told his people, he says, my text today is that some of these things is going to move you. So I have a Holy Quran lying here in front of me, but I do say some of these things is going to move you. You may be seated. I had forgotten you were standing. You look so even, looking across your head today, it looked like you were sitting down. But anyway, looking over your head, I see something about your head that I would like to get a hold of. As I used to hear my father preach in the South, he was a preacher of the Baptist Church, and he used to preach about that father. Hell father. He would teach it so frightening until even I myself, being his son, would be trembling sometimes, thinking, wonder will I live to get to heaven before ever that comes. Yes, thank you. And that I was lucky. I didn't have to go to heaven. Heaven came to me. We've been preaching here for the last 5 or 6 weeks on what you see on the board. We had for our subject up until today the theology of time. And we are still working on time. And since we have arrived here, and it's a little cooler than it was early this morning, we want to take a hold of some of this time subject. We want to take a hold to the real root of time as you really take it for yourself all the time to talk about the time is coming. This has been our subject for many years, and time is what we've been looking for. But time, what you've been looking for, is the time of judgment. So if you've been looking for the time of judgment, this is just what we are preaching on today. The time. I'm very happy to have with us today some of these people who preaches like myself. We have from Wisconsin, Reverend John Jr. Wise. Reverend John Jr. Wise. Reverend Morris Neal Wise. Then we have Mr. Richard Stotts, Teacher Wise. We have some wives in here. Oh, the brother here said these are abbreviations for Wisconsin. I know one thing, I was looking at how it's spelled, you know, like, and I was getting mixed up. So I go back over. We have Reverend Morris Neal. We have Reverend John Jr. We have Mr. Richard Stotts, a teacher, all from Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a smart state. I went out there and made a temple in it years ago. have a sister by the name of Miss Doris Wallace. She's a teacher from Wisconsin. Now, all of you wise people coming from Wisconsin here to hear us today, I may have you to say something after you see whether that I'm leading off for myself or not. I'm going to always try and protect myself. So I'm happy that you're visiting us this afternoon, and we pray Allah that you will be happy to continue. I'm not saying really a rabbit, but I don't like for people to throw bricks at me. I gotta look around. So to have these professional class people with us this afternoon, we hope that they will leave feeling like that we are their brothers and not their enemies. We're not there to teach against each other. We are here to teach the togetherness of us and not to teach against each other. Whatever you know, whatever you believe in, that's you. Whatever I know, whatever I believe in, that's me. If we like one or the other belief, we will let each other know. But first I would like to say to you, beautiful, sitting here before my eyes, as something that we don't have very often. In the world today, we find their congregation very small in places. They are breaking up, and they are running here and there seeking something more than what they have. I see here before me an estimate somewhat little over 1,000 people. I estimate them to be there. You come up here, maybe you and I will get together on that. I think you look like you will number into 1,000 a little over. In fact about it, this is a small group to when I go out in the public to take the numbers up to 10,000 and more. This don't make me feel like that I'm bigger than you. No. It makes me feel that we are getting together. Not that I'm bigger than you. We're all the same. We must remember, as the Holy One teaches us, we just cannot be so proud that we can reach the height of a mountain or a hill. Since we cannot even reach the height of trees and hills and mountains, why should we be so proud when these things is higher than we are? So if we cannot reach the height of mountain, hill, and even some of our elements is walking around by us, much taller than we are. So why should we feel proud? I think that we should relax, take a seat and sit down and look and see around us what all is really higher than we are. We cannot step through the earth not by no means. Earth is approximately 8,000 miles in diameter through it. Now, our legs don't measure that. I'm only wanting to ask you not to be proud. We can't reach the top of the mountain, and we can't step through the earth. So why shouldn't we be on the level on the earth? Right. This is what has ruined the black man in North America. He's taken step after his slave master. Want to be proud and big boy. You cannot be big boy even with him. He has the world and you have nothing. Well, I just want to talk with you a little too apart. For anything else, we just want to talk with each other. We have with us men of all types, and these men want to know whether or not that we have something above what they have or something equal that we can listen to each other on. We don't believe in criticism because we all came from slave parents, and that if we want to criticize each other, we have to go back and get a hold to the devil slave master and see how many of us did he raise higher than the other. I love compliments. Language. I love to be equal with you. I don't like raising myself up above you just because I believe I know more than you. No, we don't do that. I may have insulted you when I said that. But a man taught by God, lived with God for 3 years and a half, and he taught him his wisdom. I know you didn't hear all of this. I know you did not see all of this. That was taking place 40 years ago. That I'm teaching you about today. But I want to let you know I am not proud over you in the way that we say the enemy proud comes to us. I'm not that kind of man. I'm a little old man that just loves to talk with you. Love to see you in a better condition than you are in. Love to make acquainted my God and your God to you. This the kind of little fellow you see standing here. We don't like showing off, by no means. If I have to hurt your feelings, I will try and rub the soul down somewhere in what I say. But if I hurt your feelings, I'm hurting it for the better. Sometimes the doctor has to hurt before he can heal. So this may come to us, and I'll go talk or discussion. Since we have preachers here, who do we say sent preachers out to preach? According to the reading of the book, God didn't never send an army of preachers out. The English language uses the word preach. This is all right for us, we understand. We don't intend to make fun. But preacher of the right sort, sent to people to teach them of something that is about to come to pass. They are sent from God, and they don't never, he never has sent a whole group of them. He made the responsibility to light on one man. He sent Jonah to Nineveh, according to the history of Jonah in the Bible, to call upon the Ninevites to warn them that yet 40 days and 40 nights, Nineveh will be overthrown. Why do he specify the 40 days and 40 nights? We want to find out why did he give him that length of time. Because 40 days is used, 40 nights is used in the end of the world. And to compare his preaching with the end of the world, man's sermon there. Okay, then it is right. He should have that number to give us a picture of what the end of the world figure will look like. Jesus fasted 40 days, he said, in the wilderness. What wilderness did Jesus fast in? We must clean up as we go. This is the way scholars and scientists get together after you. Everything you said, they chase you on. I've been chased by scientists, scholars, still is chased. Not much now. And because they see me and they know me. But I just want to teach you science. I'm just grieved over this. I want to teach you the science that you should know. I want you to learn about the presence of God and the presence of his messenger. I want you to learn them. Then you can battle if you want. There is no messenger of God comes in to bully the people that he sent to teach. He let them do that. But he's not to mock and bully them. No. We have thousands of preachers of Christianity in the country of America. You can't find in the Bible where God ever sent 1,000 people. The preacher may have to go there and get 1,000, but he never sends 1,000 to the people. So I'm not making fun, but I'm only wanting you to understand. If there had been sent with me 1,000 more Elijah Muhammad, you would have seen me bowing out of that people, because I didn't think God was so weak that he would have to send in 1,000. No fun, just want to tell you the truth. Here for you, the theologist's side of the truth. This is what I'm here for. I know where we came from. We came from an enemy. Think over in the time of slavery. The enemy made his own preachers. And they had better preach what he tells them to preach. He still likes that. Remember, Reverend, I'm not asking you. I'm just only trying to teach you the theology of time. At the present time, you'll see he will back up any Reverend if that Reverend continued to believe what he tell him to teach. He will give him money to teach his Christianity. I say, Reverend, let us look at Christianity when it began. Did not God create it? The Bible said Adam. And then if God did not give Adam the true religion, what does he look like then saying to you and I? That here it is now, since Adam died, I raised up Jesus. Brothers, we have to remember, if Jesus has brought to us that true religion, and yet Adam didn't have it, what are we going to say to Jesus? If Muhammad, in the 7th century after Jesus, brought out another religion, which is sweeping the earth, have more followers than Jesus, then what shall we say? To tell the world that they didn't have the right religion, and here he is to give to you the right religion. What did he say? Did he say he came to give the right religion, or to preach the old religion of Moses, Abraham? He said, I came not to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill. But where I got my promise from God, the God that was to come and is come, I don't say that you believe and a man being a God. Maybe you don't. I'm not going to argue with you. If you don't believe man is God, I don't want to argue with you. Just show me that which you believe in. So is there any one of you visiting preacher or teacher that is visiting us here this afternoon? I want you to know that our temple, you're welcome to say whatever you want. I know you're not going to say anything ugly, but I'm just saying, I take you to be intelligent people. Whatever you would like to come out here to say or get up here on this stand, you're welcome to come up here. Help yourself. Any one of you would like to have something to say that is visiting us and that is already with us? Anyone that have anything to say against or for what I'm teaching our people, that is stand. Or you may stand where you are, but I'm not the best of here. That's why, yes, sir. Come up here, brother. Yes, sir. Have a stand. Wa alaikum salam, brother.
I'd like to say something for the teachers of Islam and yourself. That I can pray to the things of Almighty God of our listeners to have you here to teach us the truth that we have never known. And I pray, Allah, that I will forever follow you and that I will be able to come out whenever you are out to teach us to hear this wonderful truth, that I may take it back and spread it to the people that are in the areas where I live at, of you and the wonderful work you're doing to bring us to the knowledge of ourselves, our God, and His great teacher, you, dear Holy Apostle. We love you. I love you with all my heart, and I pray Allah to bless me to continue this way. Thank you, dear Apostle.
Is there another one? Yes, sir, brother. Come right on up. You can come up here.
I'm from 26B in Oakland. My name is Brother Kenneth Williams. And my question, because I've only taken my letter out a couple of months ago, is about some reading that I've been doing. And you've mentioned that the 10,000 angels were here in this country, and I wanted to ask, would they be from among the dead?
We can't hear him up here.
I wanted to ask if the angels, the 10,000 angels that are in this country to help you, are from among the dead, the so-called Negro.
Oh, yes, brother. Yes, they are here. They are not to be pointed out to people who will point them out. Like in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction, there was the angel there with Lot that was going to do the job. But they couldn't tell the people before the day that they were going to do it. That the people would have tried to kill them before. The same way it is today. You can't point out the destroyers of the world to no one. Though you're pointing them out to the enemy to take attack on him at once. Because they're human beings like you and I. And we can be killed.
Yes, sir.
And if we have power to keep you from killing us, well then, we may bring about the total thing,
before time that the others get right and get ready to go out. See, these things is used by, brother, by wise people and not by people just would like to tempt God and tempt his messengers. You're not to tempt God, nor to tempt his messenger for just yourself. You've got millions of people in America, and they may all not be ready, and God wants to save us all, not to do something just to please someone who would like to tempt God. You can't tempt God, brother. This is dangerous to try. And to satisfy one person and his desire, you can't do that. We have millions here to please, or rather to try to save. And we hope that they'll be pleased with our Savior.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If there's another one. Oh, this is the rector of our school throughout America.
Hi, Salam Alaikum, dear sir. Is the microphone on? Assalamu alaikum, sir. I would like to say on behalf of...
Wa alaikum salam.
I would like to say on behalf of the staff members and the students at Muhammad Universities of Islam, we thank Allah for you for allowing us to teach Muhammad's children the truth of self, the truth of the living God, and the truth of the devil. I too would like to bear witness and say that I knew nothing before you took me in your hands. I, with all of my degrees and everything behind me, it was nothing but that to perpetuate the devil's civilization. I thank you, sir, for teaching me the right way and enabling me to help you throughout the United States. Thank you, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. This is our director of our school throughout North America. She's head of our school. What college and university did you graduate from, sister? This is what you should have told them when you began. Go there and tell them where you was graduated.
I got my Bachelor of Education degree. I received my Bachelor of Science in Education from Chicago State University. I received my Master's degree from Chicago State University. I have had graduate courses in engineering design from the University of California, the University of Wisconsin. I have an Associate of Science degree in electrical engineering, an Associate of Science degree in arts with photography as a major. And Well, a few others I can't think of at this moment, sir.
Thank you. Why I asked her to come and tell her school to you and me, it's due to the fact that we here are lots of people criticizing us out there in the street that the School of Islam, you can't learn nothing there when the head of it is no graduate of no school. And that they do that to keep you from coming here. I want you to remember that there is not a prophet in the Bible, nor Holy Quran, was a graduate from the people that he was one. Not one. If you can find me a prophet in the Bible was a graduated man from some university of the land, I will pay you $10,000 for lying. The Bible said Moses was highly educated. He was brought up in the house of Pharaoh. That Moses, we don't find in the Bible where he was educated under Pharaoh's school, in his school, with a degree. And we find this man, Moses, whom they say was well educated, out, away from Pharaoh. When Allah called him to go to Pharaoh, he was not in Egypt. He was out of Egypt where he was called. Now, we, I think, talk a little too much on that which we know little about. Moses was educated all right enough, but Moses did not boast of his education to Pharaoh. If he had, he would have been talking to Pharaoh in his own language. But he didn't do that. The argument that they had between each other about his non expert language. He didn't argue, Pharaoh didn't argue with him that he had taught him an education, but he condemned Moses for not having an education capable to talk with him. So we want to be right in these things. Some of these places where you find where Pharaoh and Moses is exchanged in argument is due to this time and not in that time. So I won't go too far with it because we don't have much more time. And I don't want you to go back with your money weighing out your pocket, because here is a rest place for it. So, if there is someone else would like to have a word to say, boy, yes.
What that fella said in the book? He said this, Mr. Muhammad. He said that in the volumes of the book, he comes. You can't sail out a single book for him. If he comes in the volume of the book, why? He answers himself because they are written of me. Then he challenges the reader. He said, you read description in them. You think you have life. Rather, you think that there is your salvation. But they only speak of me. I don't want you to think that I'm boasting, but look what he's written. He said, this one is his firstborn. Firstborn from what? The enemy is on this earth, mister. Who are you to say you are firstborn? He's my first spiritual born from the spiritual dead. I don't want to get rashy at you because you don't have the argument to come back to challenge me. But I want you to get away from that Bible whom Satan poisoned by the touch of his hand, taking out truth and it enlarged. Well, he took the truth and made it understandable for you by putting truth into various types of forms, making forms for you to understand. And in so doing, he asks you to understand, using symbols. And you never was able to read the symbols and understand the truth of it. So God loves you so well, he's taken one of you off a side, open the books that's unread. I will analyze it. For 3 years and three nights and a half, I was there sitting beside his side. 3 years and a half. Teaching me night and day that which has been hidden from us for 6,000 years, and that which was so poised that it just absolutely put us to sleep for the last 400 years. But I think, fellow, that I have been sent by him, and he's backing me up to bring the enemy to his well-fought doom hell. You're looking for God to come. What God? You don't know. You know, was taught to know. You're taught. He. Where is he? And he look up in the sky. Where is he up there? And he can't single out he up there. Do the Bible teach you and me to wait for he to come from out of the sky? He said, this son of man is on earth, and his son. You can't look in the sky for God and his son to come jumping out of the sky. That's what the devil is up there looking for now. And he will never find you. The parable is given. Yeah, in the parable of the water that was gushing up out of the earth at the heels of Ishmael, while his mother running all over the hill looking for water. There was an elk flowing spring at the heel of our son. Yes, I feel like going ahead. I don't feel like staying behind that no junkie. I would like to make you acquainted with the Almighty God so that you will know him as I know him, and whom he has risen in your midst out of nothing to bring you into something. Well, I reckon it's a good thing for me to be held down, as the Holy Quran teaches you. That's the spoil Allah shut the messenger's mouth, that he don't warn you. Well, that's right, because he know I'm so over anxious to tell you what he has told me. And if he didn't shut my mouth every now and then, I certainly would keep it open. Speaking to you, who number here to around about 2,000 people, I want to tell you what God has told me. The secret is for me to tell. After God tells me in my ear, I jump up on the housetop and tell it to you. He told me, he said, "Brother, when I tell you, you can get up on top of the house and yell out your wisdom. But I'm so anxious to tell you, he has to pull my coat." The time, the book says, that time, he says, tell them that time is up, and time shall be no more given to the time of the expirer. He will have no more time. Though God give him extra time, but nevertheless, time that was set for the right reason is up. They're constantly telling you about their disagreements that they are having with each nation. I'm not going into the politics of the nation, because I have declared to him I would take nothing to do with his politics, and I was not raising for no political man and to do that kind of service. If I even knew it, not going to take no part in it as long as he is living. He got a corrupted political world. Let us stand and look at his God. Then when we build one, it will be one to live forever. Let him die the natural death of an enemy. As you may hear daily, like I do, that's our people, instead of the white people. We must do this and we must have that. We must choose this man, and we want this and that. He's wasting time. Get up. Get out and do something for self. Stop wasting time sitting around. Stop knocking up and down the street, begging white people to give the old white slave something with him. As you know, these preachers, begging preachers, they don't beg for a chance to go for self. They beg for a chance to live with the enemy. He wants to go right back into the slave house. Sit down beside his slave master. Tell his slave master, recognize me as one of you. You would think he would want to get as far from his slave master, that is the east and the west. He see his slave master killing his black brother all up and down the street, all up and down the highway. And he's still begging, let me live with you. Accept me like you would accept yourself. All the history of slavery he reads, he should be begging the white man, loan me one of them cannons you have. It is awful to see a people treated like us by another people, then go back to that same people, begging them to make us their friends and their brothers. I get so vexed when I hear our people begging for a place with the devil that I can hardly sleep anymore that night. That's the truth. Begging his enemy now to take his own life. I don't want to live. I want to die with you. That's what he's telling him. I don't want no Elijah's teaching. I want to be your friend, not Elijah's friend. Hating white folks. Poor foolish man. I don't want to go with him. I'm not going nowhere with no God from you, Mr. White Man. Oh, my brother, if you only could see what I'm looking at, you wish that you had not been born on the same earth that they're born on. Beautiful sister, running around, laughing in his face. Yes, every time he look at you, you want to show him, yes, sir, I love you. Why do you love the white man? Because he's unalike. This is why. You're not looking at the of the nature that he's made out of and in. All you are looking at is the surface of unlikeness. And you are ready to cast your little black baby into fire to go along with him later in fire. It's awful. But this is the great day of separation. Time. We heard of this kind of time coming ever since we were born, right? Time. Time what? Time for the great separation of black and white. The Bible teaches you there will come a great separation, and that the sheep and the goats will be divided. The goats to the right Why to the right? Because in the creation, they were created right. And they should stand to my right, representing the members of the creation as being right. You don't want to stand there. To my left, stand the goat. Why do I call him a goat? Because the mischief making goat, this man is like a goat will go out, clam the clothesline, eat up your clothes. He will walk on your nice clean rug and then turn around and chew it up. God give him a right name when that he said he was like a goat. Poor little sheep stands over here, making no trouble with no one. Oh, brother, it's something to think of. And I saw a lamb. Not a kid, goat, but I saw a lamb. So how that he starved, the race is up. Yes. Out of the lamb's mouth proceeded great words that the enemy couldn't stand the words. Then all the people rose up blind, deaf, and dumb to the understanding of the symbolic lamb. They call it Jesus back there 2,000 years ago. Oh, thank you. They had not studied the nature of the lamb, of why a person is called a sheep. How could Jesus be called a sheep? How could he be called a lamb? He was not the first of his people for you to call him a lamb newly born. Do the world would have been changed in his day and time. Why he's called a lamb? Oh, they're further in the revelation, because he's the first that is born to bring about a new civilization. And he's the first of that new civilization. Yes, brother, it's time. Now, if we say that time has come, all of our lives we have been blowing off our mouth, oh, the time will come, when the time comes, and when the time comes, this and that. Now, I want to talk with you, and he is talking with you. How much knowledge do you know of the time? Why do they go and prefer the judgment as the time? Yes, sir. They're talking about the judgment of the devil Caucasian. Why is they referring to it that the time will end? They mean judgment. They understand that. If the white man was made, and that the God likes the man, and he gives the man dominion over all things that was created by him. Okay, then why did he make this man for destruction, knowing when he made him that he intended to destroy him? Why did he make devil? He made the devil, brother, to show you and me how much wisdom was locked up in the black man that had never been made clear to the black man, the wisdom that was in him. Yeah. God made a man to kill. Why? He made this man and shaped him in form like he made himself. In the same form did he make this man. That's why he said you made like unto his God. I guess you would like that I heard. But since mankind, not the man, but mankind must be destroyed, because mankind affects the man. Therefore, we must remove from man that which affects man. So it is the mankind that is affected, the original man. Read the devil, blue-eyed Caucasian history. From start to finish, he has been an enemy to black men all the while. He poisons everything that comes to us. He lays his hand to it to poison. Now you're getting books to read how that he has destroyed and continues to destroy you.